Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There, afraid, just found. Oh yeah, fountain free to all. Hallelujah, healing. Healing stream, flow from Calvary Mountain. Hallelujah! In the cross, yes, Lord. In the cross. Be my glory forever, ever, ever, my Lord. Keep my mind and keep my body. Oh, keep me to do your will every day. Oh, in the cross, hallelujah, in the cross, be my glory forever and ever and ever, my Lord. I need you every step of the way. Rest beyond the river. Oh, we give God praise today. Hallelujah. Lord, keep me near the cross. Oh, I can't do nothing without him. Every day that he spared me to live, first give it honor to this wonderful worldwide international block prayer line. I thank God for another opportunity to be able to be on, especially my chief apostle. First give honor to her, Dr. Mary Osberg, and to Apostle Terry of Sovereign Ministry. We just want to thank God for another chance, another day to be able to live and have life today, able to open our eyes to know that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And we thank God that we give you glory. And at this time, I will pray and I won't be with you too long, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. If I would share with you some words of what God has been dealing with me about the things that have been going on from all this week, from day in and day out. You know that we that are individual, there is a battle going on. And I want you to know today that Satan wants to hurt us. Satan wants to control us. Satan wants to kill us in our mind, body, and soul. He wants us and you to die instead of living. He gets in our way. He gets in our way and tries to mess our minds up with the situations and problems that is going on from day in to day out. But God is saying to us in his word that he will, not maybe or might, but he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. He wants to sift us like wheat. He don't want us to be somebody. But God knows that each one that is on this line right now are special. I don't care what other people say about you, but God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Man may say one thing, girl may say one thing, but God said that you on this line are somebody, and you can change in a twinkling of an eye. I don't know about you today, but God wants each individual that is on this line to know that you have a position for yourself, and knowing that God loves you, that you are available for God's ministry. Some people may tell those on the line that you shouldn't be a woman minister. That's a lie. Whoever God chooses, that's what God wants you to do. Be led by the Spirit of the Almighty God. It's not what man says, but it's what God says deep down on the inside. I don't know about you today, but you ought to forget those things which are behind, reaching forward unto the things that are for you, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. God loves you today. Tell that devil to get behind. Shake them off in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. You don't have no in my life. The reason why you can't get here
healed. It's because you tried to live for the world and have for God. God is not pleased with you in the name of Jesus. Where do you stand right now? Seeking in sin. It's time now for you to repent and know that God is love. Knowing that it's time now for you to get right with him and knowing that he will take care of you. First Peter, the first chapter, the 13th verse said, wherefore, hallelujah, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, hallelujah, and be sober and hope in the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as obedient children, hallelujah, not fashion yourself according to the form of lust in your ignorance, but as which have called you to be holy, acceptable unto him in all manner of conversation, because, hallelujah, it says it is written that ye be holy, for I am holy. God wants to use you to do the will of the Father. You gotta be right. Surrender your life to him right now. Don't let this moment pass you by, because God is real. He is not dead. He wants you to come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I, hallelujah, will give you rest. He said, if you confess that sin, he's just as faithful. Jesus, he's just as faithful to forgive you of that sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Be ye holy, that I am holy. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness will be added unto you. I don't know about you today. I don't know what you've been through this week before you got on the line. Maybe your job was giving you some problems. Maybe you didn't get the position that you wanted. But that's all right. Jesus knows there's a higher level in Christ Jesus. All you got to do is trust God. Trust God and never doubt. And he, my Lord, will surely bring you out. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Come on, my people who are called by my name. We'll humble themselves and seek the face of God, because tomorrow is not promised to no one, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. Repent of your sins. Make a change today. Don't let Satan mess you up, telling you you can go with that man's wife and all this. That woman going with the husband that is not hers. It's time now to work for our Lord and Savior and save souls and bring them to the kingdom of God. This is your day to do or make a change in your lifestyle. The change.
Come and
the change. Call on Jesus. Say, come all unto me, thou heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, it's real. It's real. Oh, I know. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's real. Praise God. Oh, my doubts have been settled. Oh, I knew. I knew. It's real. Is God real in your life today? And you've been half-stuffing, not living totally for God, not living holy. God wants to use you. Oh, it's real. It's real, 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 real. Oh, I know. It's real. Praise God. All my doubts and worries and discouragement has been behind, and I'm living for God. For it's real. It's real. Oh, yes, I know. It's real. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I know it's real. Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity. And I thank my chief apostle, Dr. Murray Osberg of the Sunshine International Worldwide Ministry in Baltimore, Maryland, where we located to have service on Sunday as far as our senior center at 1:30 p.m. And we thank God for her. Give me another opportunity to deliver, thus said the Lord. Peace I leave unto you. Amen.